Granny, Dan, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum spent the morning at the county seat public library in order to get some supplies for the library that he and Abner have opened in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find that Lum has just returned to the Jot'em Down store, and the two old fellows are examining the papers and cards he brought back. Listen.
And that woman in there at the county seat library just give you them cards, Lum? Didn't charge you nothing for them?
Not a single cent. Even said we could have more if we needed them.
Well, now, what do we do with the cards? Just start handing them out to everybody that comes in?
No. Before a customer can get a card, he has to answer and fill out the questions on the back here.
Well, that sounds awful silly to me, Lum. Why don't we just hand them out?
No, sir. Now, if we're going to run a library, we're going to run it right or not at all.
Where, huh?
Well, of course, I think I'll give Miss Fredericks two cards. She's been so much help to us getting it started and all.
Two cards? Well, now, listen. Wait a minute. Here comes Cedric. I doggy, this will give us a chance to practice filling out them cards. Well, howdy, Cedric. Come on in.
Well, howdy, Mr. Abner. Howdy, Mr. Lum.
Well, how are you today, Cedric?
Hey, you want a library card, Cedric?
I don't know. How much is it?
Well, they're free, ain't they, Lum?
Of course they are. Won't cost you a penny, Cedric. Man, it'd be a good thing for you to have, too. A boy your age ought to have a library card.
Yes, sir.
Miss Mama, I give $3 tops and 10 cents for my other card.
What other? Is there another library in town?
Well, no, Mom. This card says I'm a member of the Junior G-Men.
Oh.
I don't use the card much, though. Hardly.
Well,
this is a different thing altogether, Cedric. See, all we have to do is fill in a few blanks here on this white side here, and then you're a member.
Oh, yes, Mom.
Yeah, go ahead and ask him the questions, Mom. See if he passes.
Name. Cedric Weehunt. We know that.
Yeah, that's right. Don't get them sure easy questions.
Address. Pine Ridge, you know that, too.
Yeah, but does Cedric know? Oh, sure, he knows.
Yes, Mom, I know where I live at.
Yeah.
Name of husband or wife?
Wife? Are you married, Cedric?
No, Mom, I don't think so.
Well, it says right there, yeah.
No, it don't, Abner. It just means that if he's married, what's his wife's name?
Oh, well, just put it on Clarabel Seastrunk. If he gets married, that's who it'll be.
Well, here, wait a minute, though. If I have to get married to get a library card, I don't think I want one.
Well, you don't have to get married, Cedric. Just don't pay no attention to what Abner says. Let's see here now. Are you a property owner?
Mom?
You own any property any kind, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. I own a baseball mitt and a saxophone. Of course, it's busted.
Yeah.
Not that kind of property, Cedric. I mean real estate. Land. Do you own any land?
Oh, no, Mom. No, I don't own none of that.
Well, that's too bad.
Can he get a card now, Lum?
No, not according to this, he can. Says he's got to be a property owner.
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry, Cedric. Maybe some other time.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. Maybe Cedric can buy some land.
Oh, no, we couldn't ask him to buy. Wait a minute, though. Maybe that's a good idea. Yeah, that might be a good invest for Cedric. He's old enough to where he ought to start thinking about such things as that.
Why, sure.
And it'll give him a better standing in the community, too. Folks will sort of look up to him and respect him if he's a property owner.
Will they, Shorna?
Why, of course they will, Cedric. How much money you got with you there?
Oh, let's see. Oh, I got $6.50. I know, I just counted it a while ago.
Oh.
Well, Granny, I'm afraid you can't buy much land with that, Cedric.
No. Wait a minute. How much does he have to own, Lum?
Well, what? Don't say here.
Well, why can't we just sell him a few feet of that little strip of ground beside the store there, about 2 feet of it? We ain't got no use for it no way.
Granny, we could do that, couldn't we? Now, Granny, Cedric, you're a property owner.
Well, good for me. Did I pass?
Why, sure you did, didn't he, Lum?
I guess so. Wait a minute, though. There's one more question here. Let's see. Do you have a telephone listed in your name?
Huh?
Oh, no, Mom, I don't. I ain't much good on the telephone. When I got something to say to somebody, I just go over and say it to them, sort of.
Well, I don't think we need to bother that, Lum. Cedric don't need no telephone, never gets no calls. Let's just skip that question.
No, no, it might be breaking some library law, and I don't want to start out wrong and get a bad name in the library business.
No.
Well, was that anybody in particular that's going to call me up, Mr. Lum?
No, Cedric, that ain't the idea.
Well, I was just thinking, as long as my property is right next to yours here, I could just use you fellas' phone if somebody calls me up, maybe.
Why, sure he could, Lum.
No, no, that's no good. The phone's supposed to be on his property.
Oh.
No, I guess you just have to wait until you're a little older, Cedric.
Well, I'm pretty sure that phone will work out, though, if you just let me show you.
No, you run along, Cedric. We'll talk to you about it again in a couple of years. See you later.
Well, all right, but I still would like to show you.
Some other time, Cedric. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Lum. So long, Mr. Abner.
So long, Cedric. Doggy, he's just heartbroken, Lum, because he couldn't get a card. We never will get no business that away.
Oh, yes, we will. I could see we was just wasting our time with Cedric.
Besides,
I want to get over to the schoolhouse and take Miss Frederick's her cards. School's letting out just about now.
Oh, Miss Frederick. Doggy, I ought to know she had something to do with this. Now, listen, Lum, is she running this library or are we running it?
Now, wait a minute, Abner. I don't like that kind of talk.
Huh?
You just watch the store. I'll be back pretty soon.
Well, don't forget, I'm just as much a bigger part of this library as you are.
All right, here comes your chance to do something right now, then. Squire's coming up. See if you can talk him into taking out a card.
Why, sure, I'll get him to take one.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Well, good afternoon, Lum.
Go on back and sit with Abner, Squire. I'm just going over to the schoolhouse. I'll be back directly.
Yes, yes, that's all right, Lum. Well, howdy, Abner.
Hello, Squire.
How's my old friend today?
Oh, Solly, I reckon. How's yourself?
Well, just excellent. Excellent, Abner. And I have some excellent news for you, too.
You mean you want a library card?
No, I mean the lines. I found out where I can get you a wonderful pair of lines.
Lines? What lines?
Why, the ones you told me you want to get for Lum. Don't you remember you paid me $100 to buy them with?
Oh, lines. Lines for Lum, yeah. I recollect now. Can you sure enough get them?
Why, yes. By some odd quirk of fate, an old friend of mine, a carnival owner, has met with financial reverses, Abner, and he's being forced to sell all his animals.
Well, good for him. Have you got them with you?
Oh, no, they'll have to be shipped. However, now there's another slight matter for consideration, Abner. Well, I find after talking with him that lines have gone up, or they'll cost you $150
apiece. $150 apiece?
Yes, in other words, it'll cost you $200 more than you paid me if you want them.
Well, I want them. I'd love to help Lum. If it's going to help him marry Miss Frederick, I'll pay anything for him. Just anything to get him married.
Yes, marriage is indeed a blessing, Abner. Now, how about the $200?
Well, Squire, I was just thinking here. Reckon one line would be enough?
Well, that's up to you, Abner. Personally, I can't understand Lum wanting even one line. But I suppose he knows his own mind.
Dog, as I believe one would be enough. We just got a little bitty library here, and maybe later on we can work up to where we can have old four or five lines. Yeah, make it just one right now, Squire.
Well, all right, Abner, whatever you say. See, now that'll be $50 more that you owe me, and I'll have your line here the first four of the week.
Aye, Doggy, that's a deal. That'll make old Lum so happy he won't know what to do. Uh-oh. Excuse me, Squire. I believe that's our rain.
Yes. Go right ahead, Abner.
Hello. Jot him down, store. Abner Peabody talking. Who? No, Cedric ain't here right now. He's here a minute ago, but... Well, I'll look, but I know he ain't here. Can you see Cedric out there anywhere, Squire, in front of the place here?
No, I don't believe I do, Abner. Wait a minute. Isn't that him coming across the street, yonder?
Yeah, that's him. That's him right there. Hello? Yeah, hello? I see him coming across the street. Hello? Hurry up here, Cedric. You want on the phone.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, he'll be here in just a minute. Hello?
Yeah. What's your blige?
Yeah, here, Cedric, yeah.
Hello?
Hello. Goodbye. There. See there, Mr. Abner? Worked out fine. Now, what about my library card?
Well, I don't know, Cedric. You'll have to see Lum about that. Who was that calling you up there? That voice sounded awful familiar.
I just wanted to show you if I did get a call over here, I could handle it all right.
Well, who was that you was talking to?
Oh, I don't like to tell you.
Now, Cedric, who was it?
Well, it was me.
Huh?
I called me up from across the street. How about it? Do I get my library card now?